of the rail line to the Sunshine Coast become a reality? I ask that because the Premier of Queensland today, Anastasia Palaszczuk, went to Nambour, the Sunshine Coast, where there's a big railway station, where there have been lots of promises made in the past about dual lines and the like. Locals have been promised for years, and I mean years, that an upgrade to commuter and freight services is in the works. And apart from re-announcing a funding commitment of $550.8 million for the Beerburrum to Nambour Rail Upgrade Stage 1, there was nothing new. This is Transport Minister for Queensland, Mark Bailey.
A lot of going on in terms of the road space in the Sunshine Coast and the hinterland, but of course the rail upgrade is brewing as well. So we'll have a successful tender by towards the end of this year, and we'll see heavy construction work be starting on the Beerburrum to Beerburrum duplication and rail upgrade to Nambour. So that's more than $500 million worth of rail as well. So a lot going on. And including the $6 million going into the CAMCOS corridor in terms of getting a costing and a scope, that sort of thing, with joint funds there. So a growing area, but there's also big road and rails budget as well.
Mark Bailey, Queensland's Transport Minister, after Cabinet in Nambour today. Now, Jeff Addison is from the rail lobby group, Rail Back on Track. Jeff Addison, is there actually anything new in the announcement from Transport Minister Mark Bailey today?
Yeah, good evening, Steve, listeners. No, there isn't. This was something that was announced over 4 years ago at Nambour Station on the 9th of June 2018. They talk about it as a $500 million project, but their commitment's only $160.8 million.
Explain that to me. He used the figure of, what, 558, didn't he?
Yeah, $550.8 million includes the federal funding of $390 million, which Ted O'Brien gained back in 2018.
So the state commitment is how much?
It's $160.8 million.
And it's an old announcement. In other words, they've rehashed an old announcement.
Yes.
Right, okay. What does the Beerburrum to Nambour Rail Upgrade Stage 1 involve?
It involves duplication of the track between Beerburrum and Glasshouse on an improved alignment, so straightening it, and then also duplication from Glasshouse through to Beerburrum within the existing corridor. So it's only about 13, 14 kilometres of duplicated track. The rest of the works involve car parks, expansion of park and rides, some road over rail bridges, and at Nambour Station, extension of the car park by 50 car park bays.
How far short does this fall in getting the actual duplication of the rail line to the Sunshine Coast that was promised over a decade ago?
Yeah, look, it's been certainly planned, hasn't been specifically promised, but certainly in documents they say that you will have rail duplication to Nambour by this date. It was first 15 years later, then 18 years later, then 20 years later. That was first announced in around 2005. Paul Lucas said the upgrade of Lansborough to Nambour will be undertaken by 2020, full stop. Then in May 2008, we were told that the anticipated completion date was 2026. Then in March 2011, we were told that the program delivery date was 2031. Mm. And today there's actually no projected delivery date on the Lansborough to Nambour website.
So 2005, then State Labor Transport Minister Paul Lucas said it would be done by 2 years ago.
Correct, yes.
Okay.
That's to Nambour.
To Nambour, yes. Okay. Well, I call Nambour the Sunshine Coast hinterland. Is that fair?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, all right. So if the then Labor government had followed through, the duplication would already have been done.
That's correct, yep. Yep, we would have double the services we have today. For example, we've only got 325 trains a week. Of those 325 trains, 75 are literally buses that drive in and out of the stations between Caboolture and Nambour. Compare us to the Redcliffe Peninsula line that opened in October 2016. It opened with 650 trains a week, literally double what we have today. And of those, of our services today, 23%, almost a quarter, are only buses because the single track line can't handle the capacity required for freight, long-distance trains and our rail passenger services.
Jeff Addison is my guest. He's from Rail Back on Track. there was no announcement of funding for stage two of the rail works today. What would that involve? What's needed right now for freight in particular, Jeff Addison?
Yeah, that's the irony of all this. The business case actually says that they need to address the freight issue by 2023, so by next year, and that the car parks, except for the Landsborough Park and Ride extension, which is needed urgently, all the car parks weren't needed until 2026. And so what are they building? They're building the car park first, and they're not building the freight improving works of stage two, but the business case says it's needed by next year. We know with this segment of our rail line, which is single track, is at 86% utilisation with regards to freight. This is in excess of the Australian Rail Tracks Corporation limit of 65% threshold for a single track line. Now, I presume that has to do with safety, and certainly, you know, it restricts our train services. So their own business case said that, you know, by 2023, operator preferred freight paths will be at capacity from this point onwards. Additional freight will then have to travel by road. So, you know, what we have to look forward to are more B-double trucks on the Bruce Highway being shared with cars, and that isn't a good thing for the Sunshine Coast.
So they've actually ignored their own business case. They're building the car parks first, even though the business case said they need to fix the freight side of things first by next year.
That's right, yes.
Okay.
And, you know, why doesn't the government address these issues? I mean,
Jeff Addison. I mean, why doesn't the government address these issues?
I mean, I really should say would, because, you know, we're talking about integrity, we're talking about ethics, we're talking about literal words that have been spoken to the people of the Sunshine Coast. Let me give you an example. In May 2015, Jackie Craig came up here with independent Peter Wellington to talk to the Woombye community about the rail stabling. In that meeting, they were promised 9 extra trains to the Sunshine Coast because they were going to have the rail stabling in Woombye. Jackie Trad said that. She said, you will have an hourly train service but when this rail stabling opens. And the rail stabling opened in 2017. It was a year or so late. And we got nothing. We didn't get the trains that Jackie Trad promised us. And
no, but the state government did get Peter Wellington's support, and that's probably what they really wanted.
Yeah, unfortunately, I have a lot of respect for MPs of any persuasion, but I was very disappointed that Peter Wellington could have achieved a lot more when he was the Speaker and when he held the balance of power, and we didn't get our duplication.
I've got to go to the news in a couple of minutes. My guest is Jeff Addison from Rail Back on Track. We're talking about the government's re-announcement of the old announcement of the continual announcements going back to 2005 for the duplication of the rail line to Sunshine Coast. With the Olympics events to be held further north of Brisbane, for example near Nambour, how urgent is the need for this duplication work to be much further along than it is today?
Well, how are they going to get people? The Olympic event just at Parklands, which is about a k and a half north of Nambour, is a mountain bike venue for the 2032 Olympic and Paralympic Games. It can accommodate 10,000 people. They're not going to be getting them on our single track shared with freight train track. I certainly hope they're not going to try and do it by buses from Brisbane and, you know, congest the roads. So there needs to be some planning and some thought about, you know, how they're going to service that event.
Is this partly the Commonwealth Government's fault?
Sorry, is this...
Is this partly the Commonwealth's fault for not putting up more money from the Commonwealth?
No, not in my opinion. Okay. There was a squabble over 80-20 funding split for these works, which is why the state refused to pay any more. With the current $550.8 million, their contribution 30%, the federal government are 70%. This is the first time that the federal government has funded this rail line.
Right.
10 years ago, when the Queensland government stopped the rail duplication in April 2009 that was going to Landsborough, it was 100% funded by the state, and back then it only cost $300 million.
Right.
And unfortunately, 24 days after the seat of Glasshouse was won by the LNP, all work stopped in that seat.
Jeff Addison, thank you.
Thanks, Steve.